Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Land Grant Holy Land's I-70s football show, where we discuss the entire Big Ten from Rutgers to Ohio State. You can catch us every Monday breaking down the major games, storylines, and previewing the next week's slate. If you love the Big Ten, pack a bag, jump in the car, and enjoy the ride. As always, I am your host, Jordan Williams, and I am joined by my co-host, Dante. How you feeling today, Dante?
Not gonna lie to you, a little bored with from this past week of football. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, there was good games outside of the Big Ten, but in the Big Ten for sure.
Yeah, it was kind of boring. It was kind of boring.
College football always does this. They give us a bad week of games, and then there's a bunch of upsets. Six teams in the top 25 lost, and all that other kind of stuff. But like, the Big Ten just wasn't that good this week. There was a couple of teams who tried to make it good games by playing bad and getting upset. Michigan State, Iowa, talking to all three of y'all, but they ended up winning. So whatever, as they should have. It should have been blowouts, but it wasn't. It's whatever.
Everyone's better than. Every team is better than what we thought, or every team is a little worse. However you want to look at it. Because, like, some of these games, you know, you think they would be blowouts, but then you can understand that why they were close.
No.
Okay. Well, damn. All right.
It depends on what games you're talking about. If you're talking about the game that we just talked about, absolutely not. That team's just not as good as they've seen. But, like, we're going to get into that. We're definitely going to talk about that game and some other ones. We're 4 weeks in, so we are going to have a small segment where we catch everyone up on what teams are ranked. Just want to put this out there as open and honest as I can. Me and Dante, we are not doing well. These teams are significantly better than we said they were going to be, or they're significantly worse. Talking about you, Wisconsin. So I didn't even tally up our win-loss record. I will do that at the halfway point. I just didn't have it in me today because it is not going well at all. I mean, we're going to save it, but just know if you've been paying attention, if you remember anything, I mean, first of all, there's only one team in the Big Ten East with two losses. And it's the one team that we thought were going to be good. So it's just stupid. I mean, everyone, like, I think they heard our rankings and just decided to spite us. Like, personally, like, they saw us post and they're like, this is a new Big Ten podcast. F those guys. You know, they don't know nothing. They don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know shit.
on God. Okay. I don't even know where I want to start. Do we want to start like really, really bad? Do we want to start like this is insignificant? Or do we want to start in the middle?
Let's do middle. Yeah, middle.
Okay, we're going to do middle. So middle is Michigan versus Rutgers. I put this in a column that's going to come out the same day that this comes out. Rutgers is the team that tells you how good you are in the Big Ten. They are not a great team. But especially under Schiano, they're not a necessarily bad team. They're middle of the road. They should be expected to go 6-6.
I mean, what are they, 3-1 now?
Yeah, but they haven't played nobody.
They just played Michigan.
And lost. And Michigan's still nobody.
Oh, come on. They kept Michigan to 20 points. I feel like they played good. Michigan played. They made Michigan play bad. They got and was able to stay in the game. You yourself said they should have won the game in the fourth quarter.
Right.
So, because like that was a good game.
That's an indictment on Michigan.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on. See, no, because you're starting early. You're starting early, so let me go ahead and pull it up. I got to pull up the facts because sometimes you be forgetting what you say. Dante,
what I say.
What was your record? What was your record projection for Rutgers?
Terrible.
It was 3-9. So now they're a good. I had them at 6-6, and you said I was crazy. So now that they already won three games, they're a good team now.
Who have they? Where's the? We don't have the schedule. I don't have the schedule.
They played Temple, Syracuse, Delaware State, and Michigan.
All right.
But in general, Rutgers should be expected to go between five and seven and 7-5 every year under Greg Schiano.
Okay.
But they play tough. They play hard, right?
They do. They play a really tough game.
But that's exactly the point I'm trying to make. The really good teams are going to blow out Rutgers. Ohio State has been blowing out Rutgers for years. Penn State doesn't typically play close games. The in-between teams, the Michigans, the Northwesterns in off years, that kind of stuff, sometimes they play them really good. And when they play them really good, those are typically good years for the team.
You know what? What's going to be hilarious? If, like, next week OSU plays a close game against Rutgers, and then now you have to eat that entire whole sentence.
No, I'm not eating it. I'm not eating it because that's my entire point. I was going to say the same thing. Like, you're not letting me finish, but it holds true with Ohio State, too. Rutgers is a barometer a lot of times for how good your team is. If your team is really good, you don't play Rutgers close, even though that they fight. If your team is not that good, you play Rutgers close. You may still win because they're not a great team, but you play them close. Michigan, this was a barometer game for them. They struggled. Rutgers came in. They stopped the run. They couldn't pass. Rutgers should have won. If Ohio State does the same exact thing, that is further confirmation that Ohio State is not that good this year. I'm actually really looking forward to the Ohio State-Rutgers game because it's going to tell me a lot about Ohio State. If Ohio State comes in and dominates Rutgers, I feel it's safe to say that Ohio State has fixed some of their issues, at least defensively, right? They fixed some of them. The offense is starting to click. They're back on pace to where you should expect them to at least get to the Big Ten championship game. If they struggle with Rutgers, I'm going to be back on the side of they may lose another game. Rutgers is a barometer. My feelings are not going to change just because they're playing Ohio State. Michigan, the Michigan who showed up the first three games should have blown out Rutgers. They did not. So now it's interesting, and I'm going to be paying even more attention to Michigan because to see if this theory holds true. The Michigan that showed up against Rutgers is going to lose a couple of games, and they might lose next week against Wisconsin, who's terrible this year.
Now, all right, so I have a question for when we talk about that, because I know we're going to get more in depth. So I have a question about that game.
About which game?
Michigan-Wisconsin.
Okay.
That ask your opinion. So, like, I'm gonna keep that for when we get there. But
okay,
I'm not gonna lie to you. So, I truly believe this was a more defensive game, and then the offense just didn't show up today for Michigan. But it was a defense. I think it was a defensive game on both sides, and it was a really good game. It was a really good game to watch. What else was playing at that time that I just rather watch this game?
Was this game on at 12? I think so. So the Texas A&M Arkansas game was on. I had that game on one TV, and then the Penn State Villanova game was on. I'm not sure what games you watched, but those were the three games I had on.
Oh, so you know, I just watched Michigan and Rutgers because I was not going to watch Penn State Villanova when I saw the score. So I was like, okay, that's a blowout, boring. And then, what did you say, Texas A&M? Oh, I didn't care.
Yeah,
I didn't care to watch that. So I just watched Michigan Rutgers. I don't think there was nothing else at that time. So yeah, it was an enjoyable game to watch. Just because, like, again, I mean, remember, I keep saying, like, I'd rather see more close games where each team, especially when you have to play in the Big Ten, it's a grinded out game. At least to have some parity in the Big Ten, because the next game we're going to talk about, I don't even know why we're doing it, but I guess we're going to.
Yeah, no, we are. But no, so and that's the thing, right? My opinion is just this. I'm not saying that Michigan is a bad team. I'm also not saying that Michigan is back. But if Michigan would have blown out Rutgers, I would have felt more strongly that they were back, because Rutgers is the best team they've played so far. And if this is the best team you played so far and you don't have a great game against them, I mean, here's the thing, right? You can say it's a defensive game, and that's fair. But Michigan, for the last three games, had two running backs who were averaging 100 yards. They only had 112 yards total.
Yeah.
That's a major drop off. They had 112 yards rushing total for 2.9 yards per carry. That means they did absolutely nothing good. And it's just not a good sign when it's the first decent team you play. Now, if they come out and blow out Wisconsin, especially because while Wisconsin doesn't have an offense, they still have a defense. If they come out and they can run on Wisconsin and they can...
Wisconsin has a what now? Wisconsin ain't got no defense. I'm sorry. That was proven.
They have a good run defense.
Do they?
They didn't. No one's played well against Wisconsin offensively. Notre Dame didn't. Did you watch that game? Those 41 points, most of them came from interceptions. They had two pick sixes in the fourth quarter. That was a 13-10 game in the fourth quarter.
You're right. Because we tweeted about it, and I was like, that happened out of nowhere. It happened so quick.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to pull it up. And well, I'll wait. No, we can go ahead and go to it because there's really nothing else to say about Michigan. It's just going to be interesting to see what Michigan does moving forward. I do
because that's what I was going to ask you is, like, if they come out and blow out Wisconsin next week, then is it like, okay, they're legitimately a good team? Because I think they're a good team. Again, I don't think they're any great team in the Big Ten. Not yet, at least.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'll say this. They're a good team. I just don't know how good. Like, but like Michigan has almost always been a good team. But are they a good team that goes 9-3, which is the Harbaugh special at this point? Are they a good team that actually challenges for the Big Ten? And so I guess that's what I mean when I say that they're not good. They're not good by the standard they should be. You know, Rutgers would kill to go 9-3. Northwestern would kill to go 9-3. Illinois would kill to go 9-3. Michigan's never a bad team. But when I guess, and I should clarify that, but when I say they're not good, I mean to their standard of they should be challenging for the Big Ten. They should be challenging for the playoffs. Like, that's what I mean. And I don't know if they're that kind of team. So
I can't get mad at that. That makes sense.
Yeah, but to transition to Wisconsin versus Notre Dame, and to answer your question, Notre Dame ran, and first of all, Kyren Williams is a really good running back. Notre Dame ran the ball 32 times for 9 yards, a 0.3 yard per carry average. Their longest run of the day was 8. Wisconsin has a good running defense.
But that's also why I say, like, even if Michigan doesn't, if Michigan blows out Wisconsin the same way Notre Dame does, that's still defense doing its job. Even when your offense doesn't show up that day, your defense does its job and puts up 2 touchdowns. Like, because easily Mertz is terrible. So,
oh, he's god awful.
At least against a team that pressures you, which Michigan's definitely going to do. So, like, because it was hard to watch. And he started off decent.
I mean, it was hard to watch on both sides. Jack Cohen went 15 for 29 for 150 yards.
It was really bad, but it was just Notre Dame. It was honestly Notre Dame's defense was just better.
See, I disagree with that, though. I disagree with that because the defense, Notre Dame's defense didn't look good until midway through the third and then the fourth. And then they shut down. The first 2.5 quarters were bad quarterback play. It was just really, really bad quarterback play. Like, they were missing wide open receivers. Wisconsin.
So you can say that. You can actually say that for both sides then. Because again, right. Coleman was playing bad. He was just bad.
Yeah, no, they both were. But the difference, at least defensively, in my opinion, is Wisconsin looked decent on defense early, and they kept sacking Jack Cohen. Notre Dame didn't really do much.
They definitely pressured Mertz.
That came on later. Once their defense locked in, they shut it down. They, like, absolutely, it was nowhere close. But the first 2.5 quarters was really, it was just, that's why it was so bad to watch. Because good defensive games are fun to watch. Like, Penn State versus Wisconsin was a good defensive game. This was just a bad game up until the fourth quarter. And then Notre Dame's defense was like, oh, wait, we're supposed to be good, aren't we? This quarterback sucks. And they're like, all right,
I'm
shut it down now.
Throwing 4 interceptions. Like, that's just a lot. Because, like, when he did it, I was like, good Lord. Like, man.
But here's there are so many questions about Wisconsin now. First of all, right, aside the fact that Graham Mertz is not good, everyone who said he was lied to us. Let's ignore that for a second, right? Let's talk about Wisconsin's actual issues. They can't run the ball.
Nope. They're or at least they don't try to. Because I don't think they – like. So when I was watching the game, right, they didn't – it's not like they I didn't see them attempt to run the ball.
Like, I mean, they ran 29 times.
Yeah, but like 29 times to what they do before – they usually do upwards of 30, 40.
But I think it's because they can't. They averaged 2.6 yards per carry.
Because when you say 29 times, it had to have been sporadically because I don't remember that many runs being attempted. I don't remember 29 being attempted. I don't even think they're doing it because I would see like first and 10 throw the ball, second and 10 throwing the ball. I'm like, are they going to run at all this drive? And
yeah, then
Weird, cause, which was weird because it was like Mertz was so bad. It was like run the ball.
But I don't think they can. Their offensive line is not good, which is surprising because, one, they're always good. But Wisconsin is
I don't think they're good at pass protection.
They're just not good. They're not good at running the ball. They're not good at passing the ball, pass protection. They're not good at anything right now. Which doesn't make no sense to me because I think we talked about in our preview, Wisconsin's offensive line is always good. But more importantly, they started recruiting better. Like, they started having 4 and 5 stars.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, stars. I think they should run the ball more, even though you're saying you don't think they can. I was like, well, Mertz is not good enough. So I feel like
whole team sucks.
Yeah. Because I was saying, if you run the ball more, you get a more aggressive play style on your offensive line. So that can make them become good as an offensive line, because you're going forward instead of always coming backwards, because they threw the ball a lot. Like, 41 attempts is a lot.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I understand exactly what you're saying. I just don't think they can do it. Mm. Now,
they can't start next week.
No. Where I do agree with you, though, is, mm-hmm. and that's one of the issues I wanted to bring up, whether they're good at it or not, why did they get away from their play style?
Yeah.
There have been many a times, even against Ohio State, against some of those good Northwestern teams, even against Iowa occasionally, there have been many a times where Wisconsin could not run the ball because the team just played better. And they still ran the ball 30, 40 times. So just because they're not good at it, which I genuinely think they're not, I don't understand.
And you know what? That's what I'm saying, especially in this game. In this game, you definitely should have ran the ball about 40 times because it wasn't like you were getting blown out and you had to throw the ball. You only started losing bad when you threw your interceptions, the pick sixes. Other than that, you run the ball, you probably make that defensive line and them linebackers tired. Now, 2.9 or whatever you said turns into 3.4, 4.6, like shit like that.
I mean, 3.9 is still bad, but it's better than 2.6.
But that's what I'm saying, like, because then in a game like that where it was close into the fourth quarter, if you're running the ball down their gut the entire time, by the fourth quarter, you pushing them linemen backwards. You getting bigger holes and you're getting more yards. 2.2 yards gains turn into 5 yard gains. And then you break off an 11-yard game and stuff like that, and they get tackled. They get tired. So I'm like, he threw the ball so much, it was like, I don't understand it.
Yeah,
no. I refuse to believe he was having, like, you know, the freedom to audible. I doubt that.
I would hope not.
way.
Like, I would really, really hope that he didn't. Okay, look at this. I had to pull it up because I knew there were some games where they did it where it wasn't good. And 2019, right? Jonathan Taylor, this is one running back, by the way. Jonathan Taylor, their most recent running back. He had a game against Michigan State where he ran the ball by himself 26 times for 80 carries. That is not good. It's not good. But if he ran the ball 26 times, how many times do you think the team ran the ball? Against Ohio State, he alone ran the ball 20 times for 52 yards. Alone, by himself, that's 2.6. That's what they averaged today. But they still ran the ball a bunch. Like, there are times, 21 times for 94 yards. That's not terrible, but it's not great. Like, there are times where they stubbornly ran the ball, even when it wasn't running well. And it didn't happen often because Jonathan Taylor was amazing and they would sell their entire soul to get him back, even for just one game. But, like, I don't understand. Like, there's got to be a deeper issue. And there's no excuse because the head coach is now the quarterback's coach and the play caller. So he can't even fire nobody. Who's he going to fire? He's going to fire himself? He coaches the quarterback and calls the plays.
He can fire himself for being the head coach or quarterback coach.
Which he needs to do. But, like, at least with Ohio State's issue, you can point to, like, fire that dude. Like, he's out of there. Like, fire everybody, bring in somebody else. And you hope that they bring in somebody else. But it's also hard for them to bring people in because, it's a job, right? It's a job. So you'll take it. But, like, do you really want to be the offensive coordinator at Wisconsin? Like, you want to run that offense? They're not going to let you change it.
I'm taking $1 million. But I was gonna say if I could come in with my own schemes and stuff.
But they're not gonna do that. They've run that scheme for like 30 years.
You're right, running the ball. That's what I'm saying. Like a game like that Wisconsin could have won that game if they didn't fling the ball 41 times.
Yeah, with a bad quarterback. Just really bad. Oh my God, he's bad.
And I guess they probably did more than 41 passing plays because not every passing play counts as a pass attempt.
Yeah. Scramble, whatever. And here's my thing, right? Here's my thing. And one of the last things I want to say, because we have a lot to talk about, so we can't get stuck on this.
Right.
Where do they go from here? Like, at this point, I'm expecting Michigan to win. Even if Michigan doesn't impress me, I still think they win this game. Like, I may not leave the game like Michigan's going to challenge Ohio State, but I would at this point, I'm going to be surprised.
Like at the very lowest, Michigan will win that game 21-13. I think Michigan's going to put up 40 points against Wisconsin. I do. I believe Michigan's going to come out and have a more aggressive offensive game next week against
I don't know where you get that from just because they haven't shown me they can throw the ball yet, but I would love to see it. I think Michigan, if Michigan is legit and they're the team they were,
and I think they're going to score on defense too. I think Michigan might score on defense.
See, now that is a point that is, they very well might. So Wisconsin, I just don't get it. I really don't. And you can't say it's the quarterback because we watched Jack Cohen, who was their old quarterback. He wasn't good. It's just weird.
It was the end of the game because they had momentum. Like, so he had like a good drive, but he really wasn't good in that game. Mm-mm.
They don't have a good offensive line. They don't have a good running back. And their coach is throwing the ball 40 plus times in a game that they're winning somehow. And then two pick sixes, all this other kind of stuff. Like, it's 13-10 in the fourth, and your defense is playing well.
Yeah,
they didn't even average one. Notre Dame,
that's what I'm saying,
you could, 1 yard per carry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Wisconsin could easily just bully ball them in the fourth quarter if they just ran the ball 40 times.
Wisconsin had 6 sacks and 12 tackles for a loss in that game.
Wow. Actually, as a defense, I'd be upset at the offensive coach, like the offensive coordinator. I'd be upset because it's like, what are you doing?
Listen. You said that Notre Dame's defense played well, right?
Yeah.
They had and I understand. I need to preface this because I say stats all the time. We both watch the game. People listen and watch the game. There was more than what the stats showed. But they only had 1 sack, 4 tackles for loss. It felt like more. It did, but they only had,
because they were pressuring. He was pressured. That means Wisconsin threw away the game. Literally threw it away.
Yeah, they're credited with 5 QB hurries. That's not significant. Yeah, it's not insignificant, but it's not significant.
So they definitely just threw away the game. Yeah, no, that doesn't make any sense. That's weird. And if Wisconsin's going to do that again next week, they can lose again 40-something to 13.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be an interesting game, and we'll save that because we are going to talk about that. Yeah. But it's going to be an interesting game just because Michigan is still a running team, and the only thing Wisconsin is good at right now is stopping the run.
Yeah, like, but you know, if I continue to run the ball into the fourth quarter, like I believe Michigan will, you gonna be tired. That's exactly what Ohio State does. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, but here's my problem, right? And we talked about it before. Wisconsin has a better defense than Rutgers. Michigan just played Rutgers and ran the ball 38 times for 112 yards, 2.9 yards per carry. Like, I just don't get the confidence that you have because the
only... Because I think it was just one game. That's why. It was just one game, and I think they'll come back and have a good game. I think they'll have a good game next week because they had such a bad game. So it's like, we have to have a better game.
I don't trust Jim Harbaugh to do that, but Michigan has looked like an entirely new team this year. So that's why it's interesting. Like, this is one of the few years that Michigan has been interesting to me because I feel like most years, you know what's going to happen. They're going to look good against dominant opponents. They're going to go up against Big Ten teams, and then they're going to get blown out. And that may still happen, but I don't think it's going to happen, which is what's, like, new. Like, there's actually a chance that, like, Michigan may actually have figured it out. And Wisconsin is going to – Rutgers didn't go their way, fine. But they won. There's nothing more important than winning. Last year's Michigan team or some of these other teams may have lost that game. So they won. Mm-hmm. Credit them for that. Next week is going to be a big test. It's not going to be as big as we thought it is because Wisconsin sucks, but it's still going to be a test, especially because Michigan's strength is Wisconsin's strength. Michigan State's running the ball. Wisconsin State is defending the run.
But I'm thinking if Michigan defense could get turnovers and score on defense, that's part of the team. That's part of the game. And that's still domination, even if your offense doesn't put up a lot of points. It putting up points plus your defense putting up points, that's beating you soundly around all aspects.
That's more than enough. So to finish our recap, I just wanted to bring this up for one reason and one reason only. We're not going to stick on it. Ohio State beat Akron 59-7. Why did I bring this up? Because this year's Ohio State team beating Akron 59-7 actually means something. If it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago or whenever, you don't even think about this twice. But even we talked about it and everyone else I've talked to, people were predicting this to be like a 40-something to 20 game, like because Ohio State's defense has been really, really bad. Ohio State was the only, going into this game, they were the only team, one of the only teams in the country that let teams score every time they were in the red zone.
Akron, but look, Akron is a really, really bad offensive team.
Right.
Which is Ohio State has gone up against some good offensive teams. Akron ain't one of them.
So here's my thing, right? I get that, which is why I'm not on here saying Ohio State's defense has changed their seat. That's why I said I'm waiting for Rutgers. I'm waiting for some other games. But the defense that they brought in against Tulsa or the defense that they brought in against Oregon wouldn't have held Akron to 7 points.
You sure?
What I'm saying. Yes, you sure? Did you watch those games?
I did watch those games.
They made Tulsa's quarterback look like he was an NFL prospect.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, Akron's quarterback is bad. Like, really, really bad.
I understand. But you can, like, you watched the bad Michigan game and left thinking it was just a game, right? All I'm saying is when a team has been playing bad, even though it's Ohio State and you don't want to give them those types of credits, when a team has been playing bad, it can get worse by not having the performance you're supposed to, which is what happened against Tulsa. Watching the game, the outcome is not surprising, but watching the game, some of the players who stepped up, they didn't have their starting quarterback. He was injured. They didn't have their entire starting defensive line except one player. They all sat out with injuries. Most of the people who played were true freshmen or redshirt freshmen. And the last two recruiting classes, it was a positive.
Okay.
A positive that you wouldn't have accepted 2 years ago because you expect them to beat Akron 59-7. But this is not that team from 2 years ago. So it's a step in the right direction. The defense looked capable for once. They finally got sacks, which is Akron, but they didn't get sacks against Tulsa. And I expected them to.
I think Tulsa still, I think, might have won their game. Got to look that up. But
They did. Tulsa's pretty good.
Because Tulsa was moving the ball down the field. They look like a competent team. They look like they're like 1 year away from finishing that game. Like, if they were a little older and then played Ohio State, I think they would have finished that game. Because they look capable. It's just like, you know, small mistakes that you can't
But that's make. My point, though. But that's my point. You said if Tulsa was older, they would have finished the game. Not that Ohio State stopped them. That's why this game is positive. Because there was absolutely zero chance Akron was going to win. But if I would have told, if we would have came into this weekend and said Ohio State won this game 45-28, would you have believed me?
No.
You
okay. No, I didn't expect Akron to put up 10 points at all. Like, no, I didn't. Like, when I saw that they were playing Akron at night, I thought it was extra disrespectful that they would even put that game on TV.
It's Ohio State. All their games are on TV.
Yeah, but I was like, Akron's a night game. I'm not watching that mess. Like, because it was going to be a massacre. Yeah. And that's what it was. It was a blow.
But see, that's the thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, watching this team, I couldn't prove that it was going to be a massacre. I knew they were going to win, but I couldn't prove it was going to be a massacre. And I think in a season that's been very weird with a lot of stuff happening and a lot of bad stuff on your defense, for Ohio State, this is a positive. But it only takes you so far because it's Akron. Like, if you come out and don't play well against Rutgers, which we already talked about, then none of this matters. But, like,
I'm actually surprised you thought Akron would put up 4 touchdowns
against Ohio State. I didn't.
If you said 28,
I know. Like, but I didn't say that they were going to do that. I wouldn't predict that. I'm just saying Ohio State's defense was so bad that if that was the score, would it have surprised you?
I didn't think
Tulsa was going to score that much. I didn't think Oregon was going to beat them. I didn't think the Minnesota game was going to be close. So obviously what I think about Ohio State don't matter because they haven't been doing what they were supposed to have been doing.
So I tried to tell you.
Try to tell me what?
I tried to tell you it was going to be a lot of these games are going to be closer than you think, Ohio State. But I said Ohio State's going to win every game, but they're going to be closer than what you like.
I don't remember you saying that, but I'm not saying that you were wrong. Although, you may have been lucky by saying that, because we've been wrong with everything else.
We've been wrong. It's weird, right? Right. We've been wrong about everything, but I in a way I'm right in a way, and I'm about to pull like a Skip Bayless on you or a Max Kettleman. Watch, because I said Ohio State was going to win every game.
I just want to say that's never a good way to start an argument
at all. But I said Ohio State will win every game, but I think they're going to be closer than you think. So in a way, I was saying that each team was going to be better than what we thought. I'm still stupid, though. Like, I was still dumb. Like, we still were wrong about a lot of things. But in a way, I kind of predicted this, that the Big Ten was going to be a lot closer than what we expected. And now we got people like Penn State and Iowa dominating right now. But like,
that's weird.
Akron, I definitely thought Akron was gonna get beat handedly, and 52 points makes perfect sense.
yeah. I'm just like, that's the thing. Like, everything I've said in all the other podcasts, I preface everything with it's Akron. But I just think that, you know, sometimes with these really good teams, you forget that, you know, they're human, and that you should give some credit sometimes, because they're not Clemson. Clemson lost. You know what I'm saying?
They did. Like, that was beautiful.
So it's like, it's weird to compliment Ohio State for doing what they're supposed to, but in a year when it seems like nobody's doing what they're supposed to, it's like, okay, that was a decent showing. You looked like what Ohio State's supposed to look like. Now let's see if you can continue it, because it's the first time all year they've looked like what Ohio State was supposed to look like.
Yeah, because I have to say the same for Georgia and Alabama. It was they played a team they should have beat by like 40, 50 points, and both teams did that. So
yeah, like
yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying, you know, Ohio State's winning the national championship because they beat Akron. Come on now. Like, it's not that deep.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know if they'll find – they might be able to find their way back in there, but it's going to be hard.
They'll make the playoffs for sure as long as they don't lose. Clemson lost – has two losses, so they're out.
Clemson shouldn't even be ranked. Clemson shouldn't even be ranked.
They shouldn't. That's another conversation for another day. And then Oklahoma, I think, is going to end up with two losses. So that gives Ohio State a spot.
Okay.
Yeah, Oklahoma. I don't know how they've survived so far. I was so close to saying that Oklahoma was going to lose to West Virginia, and I didn't because I just had this weird feeling that they would pull it out. And I was like, there's no way the football gods let Clemson and Oklahoma lose on the same day. So I just said it was going to be a close game. And I was right. West Virginia had a chance to win. Oklahoma pulls it out. But I don't know how many more times they're going to do that. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, I doubt it.
So before we transition to our Week 5 preview, do you have any final thoughts about any of these games or any of the other games that happened in Week 4?
No, because that's my pit stop. So, yeah, no, not right now.
Okay, cool. So yeah. The Big Ten, for the most part, survived. Oh, we didn't talk about Bowling Green in Minnesota.
That's my pit stop, though. So, I mean, if we either do it then or now, it don't matter to me.
If it's your pit stop, we can save it. I don't know why I didn't put that on this list of games to talk about. I don't know. All right, we're going to talk about it. We're going to save it then. Okay, so with that, we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be back shortly to go over our Week 5 preview, talk about the schedule, highlight the ranked teams, and then get into our pit stops.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, welcome back to the I-7 Football Show. I am your host, Jordan, here with my co-host, Dante. And we are going to talk about Week 5, which hopefully should be a better week than Week 4. I mean, there's still only two good games on the schedule, but Week 4 had none. So two is better than none. The math is mathing. So let's get this game out the way really quickly, because we kind of talked about it already. Yeah. OSU versus Rutgers. Literally, the reason why it's in this preview is because I was going to follow up what I mentioned about Michigan, about this is a game that's going to show a lot about Ohio State. I really don't have too much more to say about it because we kind of just got into that naturally. But for me, right, as I mentioned already, Rutgers is a good barometer for how good your team is. A good Ohio State team, a team that should contend, is going to beat Rutgers by like four touchdowns.
It'll break college football in the internet if OSU loses to Rutgers.
Right.
Or even but doesn't even if, blow them out. Or even
exactly.
Blow them out. Yeah.
But here's the thing, right? Like, you felt like it was one game against Michigan, but that's Michigan's only bad game. If Ohio State beats Rutgers 20-13, how do you feel about Ohio State?
Yeah, it is a little iffy because they've had nothing but close games besides Akron.
Exactly. And so while it's not a great game to preview, and we're not going to stay on it too long, this is the most important game in Ohio State's season so far.
So far.
Because they had two really bad games. They had a third game where they showed some progress, but it wasn't there yet. They had a fourth game against a very overmatched team. They blew them out. Showed more progress, but it was an overmatched team. This is going to be the third game under the new defensive coordinator. This is going to be the third game under, you know, making some scheme changes. It's going to be the third game, hopefully, of them shortening their rotation a little bit and some of that kind of stuff. Like, this is going to, like, and it's Big Ten play. So this is going to be the game where they show, like, do they still have it, or is there a chance that someone's going to beat them? It's not really a chance, in my opinion, that Rutgers beats them, but like Maryland could beat them because Maryland has the offense. If they beat Rutgers 20-13, Maryland could put up 35 and beat them. It's not likely, but even if Maryland doesn't, they still have to play Penn State, they still have to play Michigan State, and they still have to play Michigan. So this Rutgers game is going to be very important for Ohio State. Because if they take care of business, maybe you don't forgive everything, but you can look at it like, okay, they had a slow start. Most of college football did. They didn't lose like Clemson. Oregon's still the number three team in the country. Maybe they figured it out. If they lose, or if it's not a close game, all hell breaks loose. The one thing that I'm looking for in this game, the one thing that I'm actually looking for is, one, obviously how the defense plays. But I'm looking to see who plays at quarterback. Because, not that there's a quarterback controversy, I just wonder if Stroud is going to be healthy enough to play. Ryan Day said he's going to sit down with the quarterback today, on Sunday, and figure out if he can practice and if he's healthy enough to play. I expect him to play, but if Kyle McCord plays and plays well, that's when you could kind of potentially open up some controversy. So I know it's not a big game, but is there anything in particular that you're looking for in this game? What do you expect? Do you think it's going to be a blowout? Do you think Ohio State struggles? What does this game look like for you?
I don't know if it's going to be a full blowout, but I think OSU has control of it the whole game, something like 35-10. That's kind of a blowout, but I'm sure you want to see them put up 50 points against Rutgers, so you're solidified and happy with the team. But I think it would be something like 35-10, 35-13, something like that.
All right, so with that, is that you saying it's Rutgers, or is that you saying you're slightly more confident that maybe OSU has fixed some things?
Both.
Both? Okay.
Yeah.
So what is a negative? What could OSU do in this game that makes you think like, okay, no, they're just not it this year?
17-13. Something like that, where it's a lot closer. Like, if Ohio State doesn't put up over 20 points, I'm a little concerned. I'm gonna be like, oh, okay. I'm a little concerned and a little intrigued with Rutgers.
Yeah. I was going to say that I don't think there's a team in the nation that could stop Ohio State from putting up 20 points. My biggest concern would be a similar score, but just different. My concern would be like a 31-28. Like, the Ohio State's going to score, but if they let, like, it's the same, you know.
If you let Rutgers. Okay.
I just don't think there's a team in the country that could stop Ohio State from scoring 20 points. But that don't mean the defense can stop nobody. So I think for me, I want to see, like, it doesn't have to be 50. 50 is hard to do in college football, but I want to see like a 40.
Is it?
Maybe not anymore. I don't know. But I'd like to see like a 40, like a 38-45-ish for Ohio State to like no more than like 17. I mean, Michigan held.
Now, sir, if Ohio State puts up 41-13, if that's the score, right? But they do it the exact same way Notre Dame did it. Are you concerned?
Yeah, because that means the offense isn't doing anything. I'm very concerned. I just need to see
because are you happened. But are you happy that your defense was able to put up two touchdowns? Something you were already worried about, you've been concerned about all season. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if Ohio State offense has a rough game, but their defense shows up and puts up two touchdowns, are you still concerned?
I would say this. I'm a little bit concerned, but not as much, because I think the offense easily fixes itself.
Okay.
Like, Ohio State hasn't, like, I keep saying this all the time on Twitter. Ohio State scored 34 points on offense against Tulsa, and fans were pissed because it didn't look pretty. Like, 34 points is a bad game. Like, do you know how many teams in the country would love for 34 points to be a bad game? So, like,
Clemson.
If they yeah, like, Clemson's barely put up 34 points this season, except, like, against FBS. Have they? Hold on. They put up.
Did they do it last night? They ain't put up 30 points, 34 points last night?
Now I want to do the math. I'll just see how
that game in.
Hold on. I'm trying to find it right now. Anyone listening to this, yes, I'm going to crap on Clemson all game. And it's mainly Dabo's fault. I really need to buy my Fire Dabo t-shirt. But it's also the media's fault. I try not to blame the media for too many things because they're people that's just getting a job. They scored 21. So
last night? Oh, 21-27. Yeah. Wow.
So, hold on. Michigan, Clemson. Okay.
21. And that went into overtime 14-14. That's right.
Yeah. Let's see. Clemson has scored 14-3-21. That's 38. Yeah, they scored 3 points against Georgia, remember?
There was Georgia.
Okay. Clemson against FBS competition. Against FBS competition, Clemson has scored 38 points all season.
That is crazy.
So, yeah.
Clemson, they should not be ranked. They should not be ranked. Are they? Clemson, are they ranked? What's the ranking?
They're 25. They're 25.
You got to be shitting me.
Yeah. Yeah. But Maryland is still not ranked.
You got to be.
Maryland's 4-0. With the win over West Virginia.
But
Clemson had to be in there, yeah. So, I don't know how I would feel about that game because Ohio State's offense should never be held to, like, 13 points. But if the defense scored – I mean, the defense has scored pick sixes in the last two games. So, if they kept that up, it would be encouraging because I think the offense can fix itself.
Yeah, so that's what I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about games that actually matter. We'll go to Michigan versus Wisconsin because I don't know how much more we can say about that. We kind of already talked about it.
I think Michigan will have a really good game against Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's defense is good, but I think their offense is so bad that eventually the defense will wear down, and I think it will happen in this game.
That's fair because Michigan has the best offense of any of the teams that Wisconsin has played. Yep. I don't think Penn State's offense is that good. And it was week one. It's slightly getting better, but like...
Man, they put up 47 points, didn't they, against Villanova?
But it's
Villanova. Did what they were supposed to. But they did what they were supposed to.
They did. So, but I'm not even going to say that Penn State's offense is bad because I don't think it's bad. I don't trust their quarterback, but
I don't know how much you paid attention to that game, but I think he put up 2 touchdowns.
He threw for 400 yards.
He did exactly what he was supposed to. So I'm like, maybe, and that's one of those games where you go, oh, okay, I can do this. And then you come out against Indiana and do what you're supposed to and put up another 40 points.
Then we'll have a conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm just at this point in the season, I'm not ready to say anyone's good or anyone's bad. I don't know if Michigan's good. I don't know. Well, okay, I lied. I'm ready to say that Wisconsin's bad. Yeah. Wisconsin is bad. But I'm not ready to say that Ohio State's good or bad. I'm ready to say
Indiana is bad too.
Oh, and Indiana. Wisconsin, Indiana, they're bad. Everybody else is good or bad, who knows? These next couple of weeks is really going to show us. And that's what's most exciting. Like, that's what's most exciting about Big Ten play. Because you never know who's good when they're playing freaking Bowling Green or Kent State or whoever. Like, that's the best part about playing in conference. And this conference seems strong. But is there anything about the Michigan-Wisconsin game that you haven't brought up since we kind of talked about that naturally as well?
Yeah, we got that out the way pretty much.
Okay, so with Wisconsin, I have a couple of questions. I don't think they're going to win. You don't think they're going to win. Is there anything that they could do in a loss that gives you more confidence? Or if they lose, is it just a wash for them in your mind?
So I think it is a wash, but if they do lose, like if Michigan only does another 2013 type of game, then it's like, well, okay, that defense can still probably win you a game. Win you enough games in certain against certain teams where you don't look too bad, but I don't think that's going to happen. So
okay. Yeah. So if they win, how do you feel about Wisconsin?
I don't care about Wisconsin. It's more about Michigan. That's more about Michigan losing than it is Wisconsin winning.
So what is that? What does that say about Michigan?
Get your shit together, because you're a better team than that. You kind of proven it. So like, get your shit together. That's only one L on your. It's one L, so it doesn't. It's not that bad for you, but it's like, get your shit together.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with that. I need Michigan. Like, everyone thinks that I hate Michigan, which I do, but everyone thinks I don't want Michigan to be good, which is not true. Rivalries are only good when both teams are good. Even if it was just like Alabama Auburn, where Ohio State would be the overwhelming majority all the time, Auburn beats Alabama at least every couple of years, like they do. They may not. Yeah. They may not in the next 10 years.
Because, and it's like, always, and it's usually in some type of dramatic fashion.
Right. So even if it was like that, like maybe it's not consistent, but they've won twice in my entire life. Like, that's unacceptable. So yeah, that first loss is going to be shocking. Like, it's going to be very jarring, and I'm going to be very mad. And either follow me or don't follow me on Twitter, depending on how angry and like how much you want your timeline to be destroyed by my takes of the game. But Michigan needs to be good for this rivalry to matter. So I'm not someone that wants Michigan to be bad. I laugh when they're bad because it's hilarious. But yeah, because
it's like, you really shouldn't even be that bad, but you are. Yeah.
But like, you hear all these games, all these things in history where it was number one Ohio State versus number two Michigan, last game of the year to determine who was going to the national championship game. I want that. Like, I want number three Ohio State versus number five Michigan on the day after Thanksgiving to determine who's going to the Big Ten championship game. Like, that's what I want. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want them to be bad. I want them to win this game. They're already there, encouraging. Also, selfishly, I want a 7-0 Michigan versus 7-0 Michigan State.
Oh.
I would do anything for that game. Like, I would do
I still think Michigan State might win that game. So, like, yeah.
I know, but I don't care. College game day is going to be there. Or Fox. Like, one or both of them are going to be there. That is going to be, like, I need it. I need 7-0 Michigan versus 7-0 Michigan State. So Michigan cannot lose this game. So yeah, let's talk about the game that we haven't talked about at all. Indiana versus Penn State. When we started this season, we highlighted this game because we both said that we agreed that Ohio State, Penn State, and Indiana were three of the best teams. You could work Wisconsin in there. We weren't super high on Iowa, but we were like, this is probably the game that decides who's the number two team. We had Indiana. I think we both agreed on this. We had Indiana at 10-2 and Penn State at 9-3. And the difference was this game. We both had Penn State losing this game to Indiana. That has not happened.
No, Penn State's going to win this game soundly, I believe. It can be a trap game. Don't get me wrong. But I think Penn State, just like I think Michigan, is going to do what they're supposed to, and I think it's going to be a sounding win. Put up 38 points, and Indiana only scores a touchdown, something like that.
Yeah, here's the thing that's confusing me about Indiana, right? It's like, fine, it's whatever, that you're not great. Like, it was going to be hard for them to consistently keep that. But Indiana is like Wisconsin to me. Why are you not good at what you're supposed to be good at? If you're losing, fine, but Indiana is supposed to have a good defense. They just gave up 31 points to Western Kentucky.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, when I was looking at the scores of that game, they won that game 33-31. Like, I think I'm going to go and – because there's this guy who does like short recaps of the game. I think I'm going to go and watch the short recap because I don't know how that game is close. A 2-point to a directional school?
Yeah, and like, so Penn State's defense, I think, is just around as good as Iowa's. And that Iowa game, they only put up 6 points. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I think Penn State's going to beat them 38-7.
Yeah, and it could very much be that way. And if
you I had them losing to Penn State, actually.
Did you?
Yep, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, but you still had them 10-2. 9-3. Oh, you had the who 9-3?
Indiana.
Did you have Penn State 10-2?
I had Penn State 9-2.
Oh, you had them both 9-3.
Yeah.
Okay. You had
them 10-2.
Yeah, because I had them beating Cincinnati and Penn State. No, I had them losing to Cincinnati and Ohio State, beating Penn State.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, they're not going to be 9-3. they're not going to be 9-3.
I don't think so. They have that would mean they have really good offenses to go against to finish off this year.
Yeah, and typically that maybe doesn't scare you as much, except their defense is not good this year. And Michael Penix Jr. is terrible. He's so bad right now. I don't even understand how he could be this bad.
Ooh, they could lose every game to finish this year off. Indiana. Even Purdue. Like, they could probably lose that game.
The fact that you said that and meant it is just showing where Indiana is at. So who did we do? I don't remember who we did this for, but let's do it for Indiana. Do you remember last week who we went down their schedule? Maybe it was Northwestern. No, it was Wisconsin. Who did we go down their schedule and be like, we thought they were going to be good, but now looking at their games.
I think it was Wisconsin. Or was it Northwestern?
Maybe. Well, now we're going to do it for Indiana. So Indiana is 2-2 right now. Let's go down the rest of their games. You already picked this as an L, so this is not going to be any change, but I did not. So they're 2-2. Penn State, loss. We already said that. 2-3. Michigan State.
I think that's a loss.
2-4. Ohio State.
A loss.
2-5. Maryland.
It could be a loss.
Are you saying loss?
I think, yes, I'm saying loss.
Okay. All right, that's 2-6.
Yep.
Michigan.
Loss.
2-7, Rutgers.
You get a lucky W.
3-7, Minnesota.
Loss.
3-8, Purdue.
Loss.
3-9. Yeah. I don't agree. I think based on that, I would have them at 5-7 or 6-6. I think they'll beat Maryland. No. I think they'll beat Rutgers and Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a chance to beat Minnesota and Maryland, which would put them at 5-7 or 7-5, like somewhere in between that range. That's not good.
I don't think they will. But I think Indiana has a chance to lose the rest of these games, the rest of their games on out.
But that's the thing.
Be Western Kentucky,
especially with their quarterback play, they do have a chance to lose these games. And that, in enough, win or lose, the fact that there's a chance that they lose all these games, the fact that I'm 1,000, like I'm predicting them to go on a 3-game losing streak. I'm predicting them to lose to Penn State, Michigan State, and OSU. They may beat Maryland, but it is not going to be pretty. And then they're going to lose to Michigan. They're going to lose 3 out of their next 4. Off top. Yeah. Like, I'm predicting that. That's crazy.
Like, I think... So... I think Indiana's gonna be... It's gonna look really, really bad.
Yeah, there's really no redeeming qualities for this team right now, especially because it's the entire team. If their defense was balling and Penix was playing bad, it's like, okay, maybe you try the backup. Maybe you run more. He's not playing good. Their running back's not playing good. Their defense isn't playing good.
Yep.
What are they good at? They're not good at anything right now. It's mind-blowing to me.
I think Because, like, never mind. Because I was about to go on to another game. So I think that's all we have for Penn State and Indiana, really. It's just going to be Indiana's going to get beaten. And
yeah, what game are you going to go on to?
Iowa, Maryland. I think Iowa will keep Maryland from putting up a lot of points, and that's going to be really scary. I think Iowa's defense is going to keep them to, like, 14 while they put up 34. I think
that's going to be interesting. Yeah. See, here's the thing with Iowa. Iowa almost lost to Colorado State because they had a bad offensive day for a bad offensive team, and then their defense either scored a touchdown again or put them right in a place where they can score a touchdown. Their defense does. Yeah, but your defense can't score a touchdown every single game. So what happened?
If it's that good,
that's never happened before. So what happens in a game where their defense doesn't score is going to be the game that, like, scares me. I'm not saying that that's going to be Maryland. I know I would still pick Iowa to beat Maryland. I'm going to, but, like, I've said it all along. Iowa's one goal was to find an offense to complement their defense, and they could beat anyone. And four games in, they haven't found that offense. So it's going to be interesting. Illinois might lose to Charlotte. That Minnesota versus Purdue game is going to be so bad. But here's the thing. Purdue could win because Minnesota just lost to Bowling Green.
Yep. Purdue could win.
That would be 4-1 Purdue.
Yep.
What would you do if Purdue is 4-1?
I don't know, man.
I might play the lottery.
As for them, yeah. I'd start tweeting, put Purdue in the rankings and take Clemson out.
I can't believe
it. I mean,
I can believe it, but I can't believe it. Things like that just show how bad the rankings are because, come on, bro. They're 2-2. How are they the number 25 team in the country? They're 2-2.
And you lost to a team that wasn't ranked. You lost to an unranked team.
Yeah, and they put up 38 points in three games against FBS opponents. Come on now. Trash. And on top of that, the game went to overtime, and they couldn't do nothing in overtime with the ball 25 yards out.
But yeah, you scored one touchdown.
It shouldn't have went to overtime because Boston College kicker missed 3 field goals in regulation.
You mean NC State?
NC State. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're probably going to lose to Boston College too, honestly.
Yeah.
But NC State's kicker missed 3 field goals. And
Tragic.
And then they still won. Like, you know how we always talk about it's really hard for teams to beat the good teams because you have to do everything perfect. Like, how many games have you seen where a team should have won? Like, Oklahoma, Nebraska, or Oklahoma, West Virginia, or Ohio State, Tulsa, like some of those things where it's like you should have lost, but the team made one or two mistakes because you have to play perfect to beat them, and they lose.
Yep.
If Clemson was Clemson, they would have won that game because NC State made 3 mistakes. They missed 3 field goals. They didn't put it away. Overtime is I can't think of the word I'm trying to say, but like overtime almost always favors the better team. If you're the team that should lose.
Especially when they got the ball first, too.
Yeah. And you have a chance to win and that game goes to overtime. I would love to see the statistics. I bet you almost always lose.
And like NC State had to play, might have played of the year. It's early, but they might have played of the year in that game to win the game.
Yeah. So, I mean, hey, Clemson's not it. You heard it here first. I've been saying it all year.
Out of all the teams that were in the top four and weren't sure about, it was Clemson is definitely the worst team out of that bunch.
I've been saying this the whole time, and that's why I get frustrated with the media because they're not actually watching the games. They're saying first of all, almost all of them picked Clemson to win the national championship this year.
This year?
And I was like,
this year?
All I do is watch sports stuff and listen to things. And like on The Athletic, which is a great app, they do their little college football thing, the majority of people pick Clemson to win, even over Alabama, right? I'm like, that doesn't make no sense. Y'all are not paying attention to what's going on to the program. But even still, they start talking about Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, Ohio State, OU, and they all still say that Clemson is in the better position because the ACC is weaker. And it's like, that's how I know you're not watching the games. You're just speaking on the history of conferences. Because if you were watching the game, you would see that Clemson had zero offense. Like, they're not scoring points. How are they going to win games if they're not scoring points?
Right.
And everyone said that OSU is in the worst position of all three, again, because of conference. But here's my thing about Ohio State. They may be in a bad position, but I don't think there's a single team in the country that can stop Ohio State from scoring 20. Even in wins, maybe even 30, to be completely honest. I mean, well, Oregon stopped them at 28, but like...
Alabama.
No, it would be Georgia, not Alabama. Watch this Alabama-Ole Miss game and see how many points Ole Miss puts up. Alabama's defense isn't great this year.
And you know what? People say that all the time about one of these schools. It's either Texas A&M or Ole Miss. People say that, and next thing you know, they only put up 10.
Yeah, have you watched Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Did you watch the game last year? Alabama was in it. Ole Miss is going to put up points. And they have the only quarterback who looks like he has a decent chance of being good in the NFL. I'm not saying they're going to win. They're not going to win, but they're going to put up points. The only Alabama's defense has taken a step back recently, still better than most, still significantly better than Ohio State's, but they've taken a step back recently, and I think they've had a couple of key injuries. So, Alabama's not stopped. Did they even stop Ohio State from scoring 30 in the national championship game?
Yes, blew you guys out.
No, I get that. How many points did Ohio State score?
I think 13. Like, I don't think you guys put up that many points. I have to look that up. 2021?
It was 52-24.
24, okay.
My initial thing was...
And I think those last points were kind of like garbage, like go ahead
type. No, Ohio State didn't score in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and that was a bad offensive game. But, like, I mean, they blew us out. That wasn't my point. I don't think there's a team in the country that can stop Ohio State from scoring 20. If you can score 24 against Alabama, that means every other team is going to stop you from scoring 30. Oregon did it at 28. But even if the number is 28, there are not that many teams in the Big – there are teams in the Big Ten who are struggling to get to 28 in general just because they don't have the offense. So, Ohio State, you have to go out and beat Ohio State. Oklahoma is not scoring as many points as they're used to scoring. They just won a game where they scored 16 points. The week before, they won a game where they scored 23 points. But
I thought they scored 30-something that week before. But, yeah, okay.
It was 23-16. So, it's just like – it's very obvious to tell that the media isn't watching the games because Clemson has barely put up 23 points. So it's just like, it was weird. And that's why I'm glad that Clemson lost first. Even though I wanted OU to lose to West Virginia, especially because I went to West Virginia, I'm glad that Clemson lost
first. I thought that was going to happen too. I thought West Virginia was going to find a way to pull that out.
I did too. But OU's losing in the next 3 weeks. They may lose twice. So,
love to see it. That would be hilarious.
Anyway, let's finish up the schedule. So... oh, no, I did have one last question about Penn State. If they win the game, how good, like how, you know, what you're saying, 38-17, something like that, would you, or even are you ready now to say that Penn State is the best team in the Big Ten? If they played next week after this game, if they played whatever, if they played in the next 2 weeks, because I think they play in three or four, would you pick Penn State to beat Ohio State? Or would you pick Penn State to beat Iowa?
I pick Penn State to beat Iowa. I don't know about Ohio State yet. Ask me after this Rutgers game.
Okay, but if Penn State blows out Indiana, is there a chance that you think Penn State's going to win that game against?
Yeah, because you can put up points. Again, if their quarterback's throwing the ball for 400 some yards. And Ohio State, I think, can still give up a 300-yard passing game. I don't think that's ever going to not be a thing this year. Like they're gonna give up 300 some passing yards every game if the quarterback can do it.
If they give up 300 yards to Sean Clifford, I might throw up. He's not a good quarterback. I don't care what somebody says. It's so hard for me to change opinions on people, but this is his third year as a starter and he hasn't been a good quarterback yet. So like it's highly possible in his third year under a new offensive coordinator, he just like figured it out. But like No, I don't believe it. I'll like reflect on the season at the end and be like, oh, Sean Clifford played good. I'm not giving him no credit the rest of the season. I don't care. I don't care because he's one game away from being the same Sean Clifford.
Damn.
That doesn't mean anything because Penn State's playing well enough that they could definitely beat Ohio State. And Penn State's one of the only teams that can beat Ohio State every single year because they always play Ohio State well. I don't know why. They just do. So anyway, the rest of the Week 5 schedule. So we have Iowa versus Maryland, Ohio State versus Rutgers, Michigan versus Wisconsin, we talked about, Indiana versus Penn State, Illinois versus Charlotte, Minnesota versus Purdue. Michigan State versus Western Kentucky was going to be hilarious because Western Kentucky is not putting up 31 points on them like they did against Indiana. So That's going to be fun.
Right.
That's going to be interesting. And then Northwestern Nebraska, which is just going to be a miserable game. There's nothing.
And you know what? That game. It's crazy. Watch it be really good. Watch it be like a shootout. It's going to be a shootout. Those are one of those games where it's like, and then next thing you know, it's a 44-41 game. Like,
no, it's going to be, what is the worst score I can think of? There's going to be a safety. So it's going to be like a 13-8 game. Yeah, that game's going to be ugly. Okay. So let's get into our ranked teams. We have Penn State number 4, Iowa number 5. OSU fell to number 11, which is stupid because Notre Dame and OU are still ranked ahead of them. But it doesn't matter. Those teams are undefeated. That's fine. Michigan is number 14, and Michigan State's number 17. Wisconsin fell out the rating, and Maryland still can't get into the ranking, which we both think is crap because Clemson is number 25. They could have given that to
Maryland. If Clemson can be in there, so can Rutgers. Who else? Who else can be in there that's not in there? Yeah, you say Maryland, Rutgers. You could throw Purdue in there. If Clemson can be in there, you could throw these teams in there. Like,
because obviously anyone can get in.
Yeah.
And Rutgers, I think, should be a lot closer than they are because they beat West Virginia, and West Virginia is a good team. I understand that they're both unranked, but like West Virginia is a good team.
And they're 3-1. Clemson 2-1.
No, that's Maryland. Yeah, Maryland. Yeah, Maryland beat West Virginia. I think I said Rutgers, but I meant Maryland.
I think Maryland didn't lose.
Maryland should definitely be in the top 25.
That's crazy. In my opinion. The disrespect. And I think I think Michigan State should be ahead of Michigan, though.
Yeah, because they have the better win. But that's the thing. Ranking is all about name. It's all about brand. Michigan's a better brand.
Yeah, I guess. Because Michigan State has a ranked win.
Yeah.
Michigan doesn't. Michigan,
but it's brand and it's ranking like where you were in the preseason ranking. Because they don't want to move you up too far. Like, there's someone who has who has OU ranked higher than Arkansas. Arkansas has 2 ranked wins, and they have OU ranked higher than Arkansas.
Yeah, nah, that's crazy.
It's a sham. Okay, any thoughts on this, on the ranked teams? There's 5, so that held steady for the most part. I think they lost one, right? There were 6 last time?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were 6, but everyone moved up except Ohio State, which, again, that's not – it's really not going to matter. The teams in front of Ohio State are going to start losing, and Ohio State, if they went out, is going to have ranked games, or they're going to lose and not deserve the ranking anyway. So The season will play out the way it's supposed to play out. 2 teams in the top 5 still. Oh, wait, no, they dropped them too, right? Let's see. Yeah, it was – they were 5 – no, they didn't drop. They were 5-6 this week. They're 4-5. Okay, so they moved them up, right?
Who? Penn State and Iowa.
Yeah, they moved them up.
Yeah, they were moved Iowa up. State, yeah,
Iowa stayed the same, and Penn State moved up one. They jumped Iowa, which is interesting because Auburn sucks. Auburn almost lost to a nobody. So, like, that's not going to be a quality win by the end of the season. But it doesn't matter because Penn State – that's the
neither is going to be that Miami win for Michigan State. So, maybe they go it might even itself out for where Michigan State doesn't jump Michigan if Michigan keeps winning and then Iowa jumps in front of Penn State, especially if Iowa beats Penn State.
It's all gonna even out, and Iowa does play Penn State. They play Penn State in 2 weeks.
It'll even out. It'll end up evening out after that game, so we'll know who's real.
Yeah, it's gonna be really interesting about Penn State because listen to their next four games. Mm-hmm. They play Indiana, which again
we're not worried. Yeah,
not as worried as you should have been, but like Indiana and Iowa back to back, they go on by. They get a warm up game against Illinois, who they're gonna win, but Illinois is gonna punch them in the mouth. Like it's not gonna be a fun game.
I don't think so. I don't think Illinois.
It's not gonna be a fun game, but they're gonna punch them in the mouth. Okay. I'm not even saying that they're going to win ugly. That's not the point I'm making. I'm saying that, like, they're going to leave that game knowing that they played it. You know what I'm saying? That's not the game that you want to play. You want to play, like, Purdue before you play Ohio State. Like, you want to play this Northwestern team, like a team that you can just sleepwalk over. They may blow out Illinois, but, like, it's going to be a hard-fought game. It's not going to be a fun game. And then they play Ohio State. Playing Iowa and Ohio State, two of their next four, you're gonna find out a lot about them.
If they beat Iowa, they're confident enough to beat Ohio State, and I think they might. I think they just might. Especially if they put up some good, a good amount of points against Iowa, they could beat Ohio State.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that. I think it's really just going to depend on how they look, because if they look bad against Indiana and bad against Iowa, my opinion will change. If they look dominant against Indiana but bad against Iowa, that could change my opinion. If they look great against both, it changes my opinion. It also depends on how Ohio State looks like. That it's going to be these next 3 weeks are going to be really interesting leading up to that game because, in my opinion, anything is feasible. Penn State could have two losses before they play Ohio State. They could be undefeated before they play Ohio State. Ohio State could have another loss. They could.
Nah.
They could. Indiana. That's the thing. There's no guarantees.
Team is good enough. I don't think Penn State's bad enough to even let that happen.
No. See, here's the thing. That's recency bias. And I'm going to tell you why. Penn State, Indiana lost the game, but they controlled most of the game against Cincinnati. And Cincinnati is better than Penn State. Indiana has it in them. Cincinnati is better than Penn State.
I think Penn State's defense is good enough to it won't let them slip up and lose that game. That's what I
think.
I
think you're overhyping their defense because they haven't played a good offense. They played Auburn and Wisconsin. We've talked about Wisconsin's offense, and Auburn's not good. They just benched their quarterback this last game because they were losing to Georgia State. I don't think their defense is bad, but I think you're overhyping it.
Okay. We'll see.
So I'm not predicting a loss. I'm just not as – there's absolutely no chance they lose like you are because Indiana can have a good game. I mean, they had – for the most part, they had a good game against Cincinnati, and then Cincinnati did essentially what Notre Dame did. And they just pulled it out in the end.
Yeah.
So I'm already on the record. I think Penn State wins. I just don't think it's as for sure as you think it is. So there is a chance that Penn State loses the next two against Indiana and Iowa. But there's also a chance that they blow out both of them. Like, it's just going to be really interesting to see how this goes.
Okay. We'll see.
So I think it's more likely. I think it's more likely that they blow out both of them than it is that they lose to Indiana. Like, I don't think Indiana's going to win. I'm just putting it out there. That is a possibility. So, quarter, third, one third of the season review. This is weird. Listen to this. This is weird. Michigan 4-0, 1-0 in conference. Michigan State 4-0, 2-0 in conference. Maryland 4-0, 1-0 in conference. Penn State 4-0, 1-0 in conference. Ohio State 3-1, 1-0 in conference. Indiana 2-2, 0-1 in conference. Rutgers 3-1, 0-1 in conference. Like what?
The West is terrible.
There's four 4-0 teams in the Big Ten East.
Yep. That's wild.
And 2-3-1 teams. Yep. There's only one team with two losses, and it's Indiana.
Yep. The East is solid. The West is kind of...
It sucks.
Yeah, because you got Purdue 3-1, 1-0 in the conference. Iowa 4-0, 1-0 in the conference, which is still good for Iowa. Then you got Illinois, who is 1-4, 1-2 in the conference. Minnesota 2-2, 0-1 in the conference. And that was against Ohio State, so it's like,
Yeah.
Northwestern's 2-2, 0-1 in the conference, which is surprising to me, honestly. Then you got Wisconsin 1-2. 0-1 in the conference. Nebraska 2-3. 0-2 in the conference. The West is just trash.
Unless it's Iowa, who has a chance to go undefeated. Well,
yeah. Unless they
them to go undefeated, they have to beat Penn State. But there's still a chance.
They have a chance to beat Penn State. That's a close. That's going to be a good game.
So Iowa's going to be like 12-0, 11-1, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next team is going to be like 8-4. And then it's going to be a whole bunch of like 6-6s and a whole bunch of losing records. Like it's not going to be close.
Because Purdue's not going to keep this up.
Yeah, every team, like there are only two teams in the Big Ten West who don't already have two losses. One team has four, one team has three, the other three teams have two. And none of them have played Iowa yet. So that's an extra loss for all of them.
Yeah.
They still have to play each other, which means some of these teams are going to lose. Like, this is going to get ugly very quickly.
Ugh.
And let's pull it up. Nobody believes in Purdue. So let's just pull it up really quickly. Just to, like, how did they even get here?
How did they get here?
So they beat Oregon State and they beat Illinois. Fine. Those are technically toss-up games. But they still have to play Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Michigan State, Ohio State, Northwestern, and Indiana.
They beat Nebraska and Northwestern.
Okay, so let's go through the schedule. That's fine. They're 3-1 right now. Minnesota.
That's an L.
3-2.
Maybe.
Iowa is 3-3. Wisconsin. You're thinking way too hard. I don't know if Wisconsin's fell off that bad.
Did you see that quarterback play?
Okay, I did, but they still have a defense.
Did you see that quarterback play?
I did.
I'm just saying, if Purdue finds a way to put up 30 points, they win that game.
Okay.
So that's local, why I'm thinking local. Really hard. But I'm going to say L. I'll say okay. L.
All right. So 3-4, Nebraska.
That's a W.
4-4, Michigan State.
L.
3-5, Ohio State.
L.
3-6, Northwestern.
W.
5-6, Indiana.
W.
6-6.
Yeah, I think Purdue can go 6-6. I'm telling you, Indiana's going to be trash.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. I'm not even saying that I disagree with that. This is my point.
That's totally different than what we thought they were going to be, though.
Yeah, it is. And that's a really good season for them. Shout out. But if they go 6-6, they're 3-1 right now. Who else wins games in the Big Ten West? There's already a team with four losses.
Like, that's gonna keep rolling. That's gonna keep racking up too.
Yeah, because you just predicted them to lose. You just gave them a fifth loss.
Yeah.
So the Big Ten West is gross.
The Minnesota or Wisconsin will be that other team that wins a few more games.
But they're not going to be 9-3.
Oh, no.
They're going to be 8-4 at best. But for Wisconsin to get 8-4, they have to win every game but one, because you're predicting them to lose in Michigan State next week. That's three losses. That means they have to win 7 out of their next 8 games.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, we're running long. We're running long, but let's just do it real quickly.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna get out of here. We're going to get into our pit stops. Okay. Wisconsin, they're 1-3. 1-2. Michigan.
L.
1-3. Illinois.
W.
2-3. Army, 3-3. Purdue.
Yeah. I already said it was an L.
Okay, so 4.
Oh, no. I said a W. I said a W for Purdue against Purdue because I said they would lose.
Yeah.
Purdue would lose to Wisconsin, yeah. But it took me a minute to get there.
Yeah, that's 1-2, 2-2, 3-2. No, that's 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
2-3.
4-3.
Iowa.
L.
Lost. 4-4. Rutgers.
L.
4-5. Northwestern.
W.
5-5, Nebraska.
W.
6-5, Minnesota.
And then 6-6, because I think they'll lose to Minnesota.
Even looking at that, their best case is like 7-5 right now. Nobody thinks they're going 8-4.
No.
They might be the second best team in the Big Ten West at 7-5.
Maybe.
That's gross.
Because there's a chance that it might be Purdue. Like, Purdue might win that game, and they're 7-5.
This is disgusting. Okay, let's end this. Let's end this mess. I can't believe we're at 1 hour and 30 minutes in this.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Let's get this through.
I'm not even gonna do my pit stop because we've talked about it the entire game, the entire whatchamacallit. But as always, our pit stops, when you go on a road trip, you have to take a stop. You change the direction, change course. Our pit stops on this show is about anything that's not the Big Ten. It could be college football related or not college football related. My pit stop is that Clemson loss and OU sucks. I have nothing to say because we talked about that. I have very much enjoyed that the entire show, so we don't need to redo that. Dante, what is your pit stop?
My pit stop is that Bowling Green, guys, beat a Big Ten school. They beat Minnesota, right? Yeah. That's crazy. Bowling Green, because they're supposed to be terrible, and they are. But
yeah, not supposed to. They absolutely are.
Yeah, they are. They are atrocious. Yeah. But they beat Minnesota in like 14-10. Like, they kept Minnesota. Minnesota's putting up 30 points consistently now.
Yep. And they scored and 10.
Just 10. That's crazy, guys. Minnesota should be 3-1. On their way to go beat Purdue.
Yeah, and now it's not even sure they're going to beat Purdue.
No, they're going to beat Bowling Green. The fact that they lost to Bowling Green, Purdue's going to get spanked up on. Yeah, that's fair.
But if you can lose to Bowling Green,
you can lose to Purdue. You can also lose to Nebraska. So, like, you know.
Anything can happen. I mean, Nebraska just played a close game with OU and Michigan State. So maybe they're trending upwards.
Maybe.
But yeah, there is, like, you know, there are multiple teams, right, who, and like a MAC school beats a Big Ten school once every year for like the last however many years. Like, it always happens.
But you thought it was going to be Kent State.
Yeah. And there are some MAC schools that are acceptable to lose to. Like, for example, PJ Fleck's Western Michigan team, which is how he got the Minnesota job. They went undefeated. If you lose to them, it's not, I don't want to say it's entirely acceptable, but you kind of get it because they're actually a really good team, right? If Maryland would have lost to Kent State, you kind of get it because Kent State's actually a good team. Kent State, the way their defense is playing and stuff, Kent State may go undefeated in the MAC. Like, there's a chance. Like, that's a decent team. Like, if you lose to the team that wins their conference, it's like, no, we shouldn't have lost. But it's cool. You're losing to Bowling Green. It's never acceptable to
Bowling Green ain't won a game. I don't think Bowling Green won a game this season until that game. And I don't feel like looking it up. But
if they did, it's against nobody, like, at the end of the day. Like, so, I don't know how you, where do you go from that? And the craziest thing
about they didn't lose, they were 0-3 going into that game.
And that's the game they win?
Oh, I'm sorry. They were 1-2. They beat Murray State, but like.
And who was Murray State? Nobody. Who was
Murray State? Ooh, but Kent State played ball. Oh, we play. I want to go to this game. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, Kent State plays Bowling Green next week for homecoming, and they're going to blow them out. Yeah,
because we're going to definitely be there. We're going to be there, so I kind of want to see this game.
Well, good, because I don't want to go to the game by myself, and I'm about
now to. Now I have to bring a kid. I have to bring Kent State stuff. I wasn't going to wear no Kent State stuff, but
I
bet.
I don't even know if I own Kent State stuff anymore. I think I was going to go be a proper alumni and go buy something, because I don't have
any. I was thinking about it, too. I was thinking about that, too, buying something new.
Yeah, I actually want, I don't know if I'm going to do it because it's a lot of money, but like, I don't like my, I want to hang my degrees. Mm. And I know it's stupid because there's a lot of money, but it's like, I did so much work to earn the degree. I feel like it's dumb to put it in a case from Amazon. Like, I would rather wait 10 years until I want to spend $100 to get the Kent State frame than to just not than just put it in anything. So, but I'm considering, because, you know, full-time job, it's kind of an adult. I don't go to Kent often. I'm considering buying the frame so I can hang it in my office at work. So I'm already going to the bookstore. I might buy a t-shirt. I don't know for sure. I haven't figured it out, but
I just don't want to give Kent State $100. So that's probably why I'm not going to do it. But
yeah, I feel that. You know, you put in so much work, 4 years, and then I'm going to put it in an Amazon frame. Like, I don't know.
Amazon be having some nice shit.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It don't say Kent State on it. It don't have the little seal. Like, you know, those frames are, like, objectively, they're actually pretty nice. They're expensive, but they actually do kind of look nice. Yeah. They have the whole thing in there. Some of them have the place for the little tassel, and I still have my tassel. Like,
I do, too. I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I might, but I don't think I do anymore.
Either way, so yeah, so me and Dante may be at the Bowling Green Kent State game next week, and if we are, we are talking about it. You know, I need no excuse.
Kent State, but I have no problem talking about it. I have no problem talking about it this time because
but this ties into the podcast because if Kent State blows out Bowling Green and Bowling Green just beat Minnesota, what does that say?
Mm. That Maryland's better than Minnesota.
Yeah, that's true. We should have known that. Mm-hmm. You have any other thoughts on that pit stop?
No, I'm really shocked that Bowling Green got a win against a Big Ten school, because I went there for 1 year, so like, it's kind of like, woo, go Bowling Green, but at the same time, I'm rooting for Kent State next weekend.
No, it's not even close. I don't like Bowling Green, to be honest. I don't know why I don't like them. Actually, I do know why I don't like them, but it's not worth talking about in extending this podcast.
Right.
All right, so Clemson lost. OU sucks. This was not a great week of games, but it should hopefully get better next week. If nothing else, we're going to learn a lot about a lot of teams next week.
Yeah, it's going to be real, real informative.
Yeah. Real informative. And me and Dante are going to homecoming, so it's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah.
And with that, as always, this has been the I-70 Football Show, and we would like to thank you for traveling I-70 with us this week. If you enjoyed the episode, leave us a 5-star review, mention Dante and I. You can find me on Twitter at JordanW330, Dante.
And I'm at Dante10216. Dante M10216.
I was gonna tell you that's.
Not I think right. I got it immediately because I was like, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Dante every time I say I'm going to do it better, like, I only got it better once. It's only been one time. No. And that was last week.
All right. So next week, we're also going to learn a lot about Dante. Can he figure out his Twitter? All right. Thank y'all for listening. See you next week.